So I asked you a question at the beginning of the Mass, and I'll ask you the same question again. Bartimaeus, the blind man, what is it that the blind man asks of Jesus? I heard to see, right? Of course, he's blind, so he wants to see, right? But I think many of us jump to that conclusion, but I wonder if you paid attention to the gospel, because he asks for something twice, even before he says, I want to see. Yeah, right? He says, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. And then he asks again the second time, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. And only then does Jesus actually call him and say, what do you want me to do for you? And said, I want to see, right? But I think many of us, we just kind of jump to the conclusion, jump to the action. But pity is something actually very important. Pity actually comes before the action. But I think, you know, pity, feeling sorry, feeling sorrow, feeling compassion for yourself or for others. I don't know if it's something that we actually practice. I think pity is kind of like a lost art nowadays. And in fact, if somebody asks you, do you have time for pity in your life? If I look at my life, I don't have time for pity in my life. You know, if something's going bad or something's not, you know, I feel sorry for myself. Well, nobody cares, you know. Just got to get back up and do what you got to do, right? Or if someone's offering me pity, you know, it's like, oh, Steve, oh, I'm sorry. No. Here's a tissue. I don't need no tissue, right? Or I just got to do what you got to do, right? So I think pity is kind of like a lost art. But the gospel reminds us that pity is important. The blind man was seeking Jesus, not necessarily to see, but for pity. Jesus, son of David, have pity on me twice. And only then, that's what causes Jesus to respond and ultimately heal him. But, you know, I did a Mass this morning at the high school. It was like a father-son communion Mass, right? And I brought up a question to the dads and the sons, but I think it applies to all of us as well. And the question is, I put it like in a scenario, right? Where, let's say you're in a relationship and this person is your, you know, girlfriend or your wife, right? And then she comes home and says, you know, at night, and goes, oh, honey, I had such a tough day at work, and oh, da, 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 and all these mean people, all this tough, okay? So what is the boyfriend or the husband supposed to say? How do you respond to that? Honey, I had a tough, oh, I'm so stressed out. It's a tough day at work. Oh, my life is over. These people are so mean to me. Da, 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 da. So what is the correct way to respond to that? I actually gave them time to, you know, talk it out amongst the father and the sons. And then one kid, I kid you not, one kid said, oh, I have a great answer, father. I said, okay, what's your answer? Well, my father just told me, my dad just taught me that I should look at my watch and every 10 seconds just go, uh-huh, uh-huh. Is that how it works? That's not how it works? Well, how does it work? Let me ask the ladies. What, I'm sure you have these kind of moments, you know? What does your boyfriend or your husband, how do they respond to you? Do they respond with pity? Like I said, I think pity is a lost art. And I think sometimes, you know, when the girlfriend or the wife comes home, oh, I'm so stressed out, oh, da, da, you know, we completely just don't get it, right? We just ignore the signal and go, where's dinner? You know, we're like, what's going on? I don't care. You feeling sorry? Oh, da, da, da. What about my life? My life is horrible too. Oh, da, da, da. Who cares about it, you know? Or you go into the other extreme and just, oh, I had a tough day, da, da, da. And the response is, who are these people that's been mean to you? Who is that? Give me their names. Ain't nobody gonna be mean to my wife. Nuh-uh, that's not gonna happen. I'm a bust a cap. This is not gonna work. You know, like I'm gonna. You know, well, is that what you're actually looking for, ladies? What are you looking for? Just listen. You know, I can solve my own business. I can solve my own problem. Thank you very much. I just need you to sit there and listen. AKA, have pity on me. AKA, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me, right? But like I said, it's having pity is like a lost art where we just completely ignore it or we just kind of go out on a different route. But pity is so crucial, right? Because like I said, in the gospel, pity comes before the action. But another question I have is pity good enough? Like have a pity party. Is that good enough? You know, I was thinking about that. I was reflecting on that. I was praying about that. And I said, you know, in many situations, sometimes pity is all we have. Sometimes pity is all that we can offer, you know? Many times, I kind of have this, like, Superman complex, you know, like, oh, I need to save the world and I need to solve everything, you know? Well, I can't. You know, I see some of these teenagers or young adults, even adults, you see what's going to happen. You see the foreshadowing of people headed towards a very dark path, right? And I sit down and like, listen up. This is what you got to do. Plan A, B, C, D. This is what you got to do. You know, get on the straight and narrow path. Do they do it? I hope so. They don't, 99% they don't do it, right? So all I can do is show pity. All I can do is journey with them and say, I'm with you. I'm praying for you. You know, if you ever need me, I'm here. You know, that's all I can do. Or some of my, you know, parishioners here, you know, I've been here 6 years. Some wonderful people that have gone through a lot of difficulties, health issues. Those who have died, some of the lovely parishioners that I know, right? They're dying. What can I do? What can I do? Right? Or sometimes I get the phone call after they die. What do? All I can do is just be there and show pity, you know, and pray for them and listen to them, whatever the family, whatever situation they're in, right? And yet I think that's a challenge for me and that's a challenge for many of us. Like I said, pity is like a lost art. And your homework this week is to, number one, ask Jesus for pity, right? Not like, oh, my life is so bad, but reach out to him, like the blind man reached out. Ask Jesus for pity. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And number two, show concern, show pity for others, you know? Let me give you an example. The first one here, I got to know a good friend. He's from Florida and Tallahassee, Florida. And, you know, like over there, that's like a football country. Football area, and if you play football, you're like a god over there. Like, literally, you're like a god. Like, they just worship you, right? So, his name is Bart, and Bart was a stud athlete, you know, high school, Tallahassee, Florida. He became a, you know, like one of the best athletes, best football players in Florida State, right? He was all scheduled to be a first-round draft pick, right? Beautiful wife. He was in college. He already had, like, two kids. Life is set, pretty much, no? Well, all of a sudden, he gets an injury, he gets a couple concussions, nobody drafts him, and then, you know, in the meantime, your football career is over, so you gotta get yourself a job, make money somehow, so he starts, you know, making his connections and start selling real estate, but the market crashed, so if the market crashed, there's no houses to sell, there's no job, he's got a wife, he's got two kids, he lost his home, basically. Right? And his life was just in a mess, right? And his whole thing was kind of like the whole like savior complex. He said, "Well, I'm the dad. I'm the father. I'm the provider of this house. I'm supposed to provide for the house. I can't do anything. We're going to lose our home. I can't even put food on the table. What kind of man am I?" Right? And then that's when he turned to Jesus, Bart. Literally saying, "Jesus, Son of David, what? Have pity on me. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." You know? And that's where, according to Bart, he turned his life over to the Lord. Where his life is not about him, but it's about having faith in Jesus. Right? And long story short, yes, he lost his home. They live in an apartment now, but he's happier than ever. He's happier than ever because he's turned his life to the Lord. And his faith is what's sustaining him and his family. Right? And also, the second aspect of us showing pity for others, right? I got a phone call a while ago. I think it's like a random phone call. I mean, you know, like we have our emergency line for the parish. And emergency line is usually reserved for emergencies, no? So I get a call and says, oh, you know, Father Steve, you know, like, oh, I remember you a couple years ago. Okay, so how can I help? It's an emergency line. And he says, oh, you know, can you visit my grandfather? I said, oh, sure. I mean, sure. I mean, where is he at? He's over in San Jose somewhere. Okay, all right. But can you tell me why you want me to visit your grandfather? Oh, can you just visit him? Like, you do know this is like the emergency line. So if he's dying, I'll be more than happy to go. If he's sick, if he's about to go to surgery or nervous breakdown, whatever, I'll go. But wait, let me just go visit him. What do I look like? Like somebody else? Or what do you want me to do? He's like, yeah, well, because nobody's visiting him. Can you just visit him? I'm like, oh, well, it's not an emergency, but I guess I could. So I decided to just, you know, visit him the next day. And the whole time, he was just telling me how he's so grateful. Because if you visit some of these convalescent homes, they are all by themselves. And this grandpa, I think he was like in his 80 years old, something like that. He said, nobody visits me. I have 3 kids. None of them visit me. None of my grandkids visit me. Nobody has visited me the entire year. You know? Thank you for spending some time and having pity on this old soul, old man. You know? Pity goes a long way, folks. Right? So I ask you this week for your homework, just like that blind man, come to Jesus. Ask for pity. You know? Because pity actually comes before the action. Right? And then also show concern and show pity for other people as well this week. Yeah?